New York high school cancels dances, sports after Mayor Eric Adams puts illegal immigrants in gym. By Warner Todd Houston on January 10, 2024. Early this week, parents and students at James Madison High School in Brooklyn were told that they would no longer be allowed to attend class and would be forced into online learning after Mayor Eric Adams sent thousands of illegal immigrants to shelter in the school's gym. The school is now canceling its dances, concerts, special events, and sports programs because of the mayor's edict. Adams began sending up to 2,000 illegal aliens to the school on Tuesday, January 9, spurring James Madison High School principal Jody Cohen to notify parents that their children will be forced into remote learning, which has been found to be detrimental and dangerous to the education of children. The buses immediately began emptying illegal aliens from Floyd Bennett Field even as parents of the school's students were discovering that their children would no longer be welcome in their own school. The principal's note also pointed out that sports were canceled and that practices for the school's various teams were to be put to an end. Along with all that, the latest development parents were informed about was that the school's annual winter dance has also been canceled, according to Libs of TikTok. A backlash is building against City Hall as parents begin to organize to protest the shutting down of their local high school. It's inexcusable to do this to the students of New York City high schools, especially after all they've been through with COVID, one parent said, according to CBS News. They have to come up with another solution. They cannot do this to school kids, another parent said. Parent Alina, who did not want to give her last name to the media, said she is very angry that Adams put our children last to prioritize migrants. City officials are claiming that the situation is temporary and they will not use James Madison High School as a shelter again. While families are already in the process of temporarily being relocated, the city will ensure that essential services and the highest level of support are provided to all impacted by this decision, the Adams administration said in a statement. As the families were being moved to the school, NBC News reported. The school also suffered a bomb threat at the school on Wednesday. Zach Iskel, the commissioner of New York City Emergency Management, blasted the terroristic threat, saying, "These actions are not only deplorable, they're also criminal offenses." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.